Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Rotary member Tyler Christian as he talks about the club's recent virtual meeting in which they handed out 16 scholarships to the Knoxville class of 2020.
The Knoxville Rotary Club has recently given out some scholarships to some students here in Marion County. First off, Tyler, take us through those scholarships. What exactly are these scholarships, you know, for, and what are they, you know, what are these students receiving?
There are 16 scholarships given out by a committee established by Rotary Club of Knoxville. Larry Fermonic is our chairman for the scholarship committee. The committee also includes Chris Hoig, Steve Mott, Adam Norris, Mike Lane, and myself. And these are $750 scholarships to Knoxville students from an endowment from the Harp family that's been in place for a number of years through the Knoxville Rotary Club. And I believe 16 is a record number of scholarships for the year, and because of the interest earned off of that. So there are some specifics. So there are healthcare scholarships that we look for, but mainly we're just looking for students that are going on to either two or four-year colleges that have accomplished great things and have good references from teachers. So we're just looking for good quality students and individuals.
Now, when it came to it, you mentioned there that 16 is possibly a record amount of the amount of scholarships given out. Why 16 this year? Why was there so much either interest or why was there so much, you know, where the Rotary was like, okay, we're going to give out more this time?
Yeah, the interest off the endowment fund was slightly greater. So we were able to give out 16 this year, and hopefully that will continue. And because I believe giving out scholarships is one of the more exciting and intriguing things that we do. So, because we, as the Rotary Club, like to support our youth, and this is just one more way that we can do that.
How exciting was it for you guys and the Rotary Club to be able to see that much interest in, you know, these kids wanting to go to school and wanting to get, you know, help with going to school?
That's very exciting. I'm new to the scholarship committee, but I like to see the, you know, the next generation and what they're capable of. And so reading through the applications was very exciting. And we actually held a virtual Rotary meeting yesterday where we presented these scholarships to these kids with their parents and them being in attendance via a Zoom meeting. And it's just fun to hear, you know, what college they're going on to and what majors they're interested in. And, you know, those students have had a very challenging year, and 2020, class of 2020 is going to be one to remember for sure because of the circumstances. But I think, you know, there's a very bright group of students there, and it's very exciting to see what the Knoxville community has produced for the next generation.
Now, you obviously mentioned that, you know, it's unforeseen circumstances. You guys, the Rotary Club's working behind the scenes with the virtual meetings and be able to do the scholarship presentation to these students virtually to still be able to get that done. You know, what kind of words can you say for the work behind the scenes to make sure that even despite the, you know, stuff being closed and the COVID-19 and all that stuff, the Rotary Club is still able to get things done and still able to support the youth here in Knoxville? How important is that to be able to see?
It's very good. You know, Rotary is typically an older generation, and for us to be able to have 60% of our membership in attendance through a virtual meeting to be able to continue to support the youth, whether that be through scholarships, through our RILA and Young RILA programs, which have actually been canceled for the year. But we still are communicating with those students. And then also, you know, our club was able to come together and through virtual meetings in these tough times, show those students getting scholarships that we support them in their future endeavors, but also to support the students through the food pantry at the high school. We were able to come together and get some additional donations, both monetary and personal care item donations, and get them over to the food pantry in this time of need.
Now, obviously, you also mentioned that, you know, we talked about the record number of students and then people, like the students applying and stuff. So when it comes to, you know, next year in the future, you'd like to see that continue. So what do students need to do going forward if they, you know, hear this and they want to, okay, I want to be able to take part in that and be able to get the scholarship for college? What do they need to do to apply, or what do they need to do to take part in this?
So our application for the Rotary Scholarship is available through the guidance counselors at the schools and is available to Knoxville high school students, but also Pleasantville students who live in Union Township, which would be kind of the area north and west of Knoxville. We have had Pleasantville students receive scholarships in the past. I believe we had one or two last year, but we did not have any this year. But we do give those applications to the schools for which the students can then pick up at the guidance counselor office or from their principals the applications for those scholarships.
Thanks to Knoxville Rotary Club member Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.